Now on to our final game, Lightning Fill in the Blank. Each of our players has 60 seconds in which to answer as many fill-in-the-blank questions as they can. Each correct answer now worth 2 points. Carl, can you give us the scores?
Amy Dickinson has the lead, Peter. She has 3 points. Roy Blunt Jr. has 2. Tom Beaudet, 1.
All right. Tom, you are in third place. You're up first. The clock will start when I begin your first question. Fill in the blank. On Tuesday, the Labor Department announced that in June, 3.8 million blanks were created, the most in 4 years.
Jobs.
Yes. Memorials were held around the world for the victims of the shooting at a Sikh temple last weekend in blank.
Milwaukee.
Yes. Food prices are expected to surge worldwide because of the blank hitting the U.S.
The drought.
Yes. A 6-year-old boy from Salt Lake City who'd suffered from breathing problems was finally diagnosed with blank.
I could have diagnosed. He had Legos up his nose.
Close. He had a toy rubber wheel. We'll give it to you. Yes.
Wait, wasn't there a kid with Legos up his nose in the news this week? I mean,
maybe it was every week in your house.
A Wisconsin teen thanked his quote abnormally fast thumbs for helping him win this week's national blanking championship in New York.
Texting.
Yes. Alaska Airlines came under fire after a passenger noticed a damaged area of the wing along with a blank.
Oh, a screaming demon like that one in Twilight Zone.
Yes,
clawing parts from the engine.
That would have been cool. No, what he looked out the window was he saw a damaged area of the wing and a note written next to it saying, "We know about this." Alaska Airlines apologizes. The plane was totally safe, but the note was inappropriate. They also apologized for the sign at the front of the plane that said, "If the cockpit's a rockin', don't come a knockin'." Also inappropriate. Carl, how did Tom do in our quiz?
Tom had 5 correct answers for 10 more points. He now has 11 points, and Tom has the lead.
Well done, Tom. All right.
Ain't gonna make it.
Roy, you're up next. Fill in the blank, Roy. On Monday, the Prime Minister of blank fled that country and defected.
Syria.
Right. After her shooter pled guilty on Tuesday, former Congresswoman blank said she was satisfied with the deal.
Gabby Giffords.
Right. This week, President Obama and Mitt Romney said that they disagree with the Boy Scouts' policy of excluding blank members.
Gay.
Right. A Texas man survived driving his truck off a cliff just moments after he blanked.
I shouldn't be texting so much.
Right. He sent a text message saying, "I need to quit texting because I could die in a car accident." He didn't die. Now he's a spokesman against texting while driving. American athlete Ashton Eaton laid claim himself to be the greatest athlete on earth by easily winning the gold medal in blank.
Decathlon.
Right. Admitting no wrongdoing, blank paid a $22 million fine for violating users' privacy.
Google.
Yes. A man in England had to be rescued from his apartment after accidentally starting a fire by blanking.
Rubbing two sticks together.
He lit a fire by drying his underpants in the microwave.
Oh.
Neighbors heard a smoke alarm going off, and they burst in, and they found a microwave filled with flaming underpants. Turns out that the preset button on the outside, the little picture, it's popcorn.
Oh.
He didn't know.
Well, that's a good public service thing we've done here.
Yeah.
Other people won't do that as much. Yeah.
Carl, how did Roy do in our quiz?
Roy had 6 correct answers for 12 more points. Whoa. He now has 14 points, and Roy has taken the lead.
Well done, Roy. All right. So, you're shifting leads back and forth. It's exciting. How many, then, does Amy Dickinson need to win?
6.
Oh, here we go, answers. Amy. This is for the game. This week, U.S. regulators accused the British bank Standard Chartered of breaking sanctions and laundering $250 billion from blank.
From Iran.
Right. Rafalka, the 15-year-old dressage horse owned by the wife of blank, did not medal in the Olympics.
That's correct.
Owned by the,
owned by the wife of blank.
Oh, Mitt Romney.
Yes.
Sorry.
Revenging itself on the team that beat it in last year's World Cup, the U.S. women's blank team won a gold medal.
Soccer.
Yes.
A Florida couple
was charged with theft after the woman helped the man blank at a Walmart.
After the woman helped the man stuff something in his trousers.
2 computer hard drives, right. The CDC issued new guidelines for dealing with a new superbug version of gonorrhea that is resistant to all but 1 class of blank.
Antibiotics.
Right. This year, the Discovery Channel marked the 25th anniversary of its famous Blank Week programming.
Shark Week.
Yes. This week, a new poll awarded the title Most Unfortunate Town Name to the town of blank.
Intercourse, Pennsylvania.
Close. It's on the list, but the winner was Toad Suck, Arkansas.
Ooh. Yep.
Oh.
That's pretty bad. Mm. That even beat out Gnawbone, Indiana.
It did. Oh. The, the, The town is named, according to the proud toadsuckers, it was named for boaters who used to go to a local tavern, and the locals would say, oh, they suck in the bottle there till they swell up like toads.
Oh.
Toad suck. That means another year of heartache for residents of Assawoman, Maryland, Love Ladies, New Jersey, and Monkey Eyebrow, Kentucky. Carl, did Amy do well enough to win?
She needed 6 correct answers to win, and she had 6 correct answers. Whoa. So with 15 points, Amy Dickinson is this week's champion.
That was hard. Boy.
But you did it.